Hello and welcome to this new episode of Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast. I'm Mathilde and I'm your host. I'm an inner transformation mentor supporting women in healing mother wounds through the one-on-one 10-week program and through Reclaim Your Fullness online community. To know more about these offerings, sign up to the newsletter or visit the website womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. Today we're going to talk about Mother's Day with a narcissistic mother and how to stop the cycle of pain that gets triggered at this time. We've come full circle and we're closing in on Mother's Day again. I know that in some countries this has already happened by now, like here in Ireland, for example, but in most countries it's coming in less than a month. You may feel like you'll barely have the time to recover maybe from Easter holidays, and then the obligation of Mother's Day will hit you like a train. I do have another episode on this podcast on Mother's Day and 5 steps to deal with it, as well as a couple of episodes to deal with holidays, whether you're in contact or no contact. So I'm going to add the links to all those episodes in the description of this. So if after this you want to go listen to those as well, you're welcome to do that. By now I'm already getting questions like, how am I going to handle Mother's Day? What should I do? Should I visit her even if I'm low contact? How can I make sure she will behave better this time? How do I deal with the pressure inside of myself and the pressure that's coming from the outside too? Those are some of the questions that I get around this time of the year, and I so get it. Mother's Day can be truly intense to navigate. Whether you're no contact and you feel a lot of emotions around this time, like maybe guilt for not celebrating your mother, or grief and sadness for the fact that you don't have a mother you can celebrate with. Or if you're in contact, the pressure of how to celebrate her, or will she appreciate it this time, you know, your efforts or the gifts that you're getting her, or will she criticize you like she always does? Or will she dismiss your gift and complain about the restaurant perhaps, or compare you to what your siblings maybe have gotten her that was so much better, or maybe even daughters of other people, you know, oh, my friend's daughter got her flowers that are better than yours, or all of that. And to add to it all, there's all the pressure coming from the outside world. Flying monkeys, if you're no contact, amping up their attempts at convincing you to get in contact with your mother, at least on this day. Would it kill you to send her a card? Are you that selfish that you only think about yourself? Or like in my family case, my family's favorite would be the most mature in the relationship and reach out, send her a message for Mother's Day. So I really get it if that's the kind of pressure that you are feeling and that it's coming to you from flying monkeys. And then there's all the pressure from marketing, social media, maybe people you know who have supposedly great relationships with their mothers and they're making plans. They might be planning a big holiday with their mother or getting flowers and gifts while you're struggling inside and can't fully speak about it because you don't feel like other people can understand you on this, or that maybe they'll judge you if you speak. So the one thing I want to say to you, no matter what the details of your situation around Mother's Day are, is that you're not alone in how you feel. Despite the picture of perfection the world is trying to paint at this time of the year around mother-daughter relationships, there are plenty of daughters of narcissistic mothers who feel like you, daughters of toxic mothers, daughters that have struggled their entire life to actually be loved and understood and seen by their mothers, just like you. Guilty, sad, anxious, stressed, frustrated, furious, wanted to scream but feeling like you can't, wanted to burn all the damn cards you see. Please don't do that, it's not helpful. Or even wishing this time she will appreciate you and your gift, trying your damn best to get her something she like, and even knowing she won't ever give you the appreciation you deserve, none of these feelings, so none of the different things, like from the part of the spectrum where you're frustrated, angry, sad, guilty, whatever, to the part of the spectrum where you're actually still trying to connect with your mother, still trying to gather gifts, still trying to see if she's going to behave better this year. None of these feelings make you broken, a bad daughter, or a silly person wishing for something that will never come from your mother. All of it makes you human. And that's really important. I want you to remember this as you're going through the different waves of emotions that may come up within you around this time of the year. Again, whether you're in contact or no contact, there can be triggers. So remember that whatever you're feeling and experiencing, first of all, you're not alone. And second, it makes you human. The most typical thing that we all risk doing at this time, whether in contact or not, is to torture ourselves with the word should. And that is the most unhelpful thing that we can do. What should I do? What should I get her? Should I break the no contact to send her a card or a message? Should I spend more than this on her gift? Should I try to be a better daughter? Should I celebrate the woman who abused me for so long? What should I do to be appreciated by her? And so on. So many shoulds. And behind every should, there is a big dose of self-judgment that causes all sorts of suffering. I do hear advices banded about along the lines of eliminate the self-judgment. And it's great advice. Yeah, sure. I mean, I will eliminate the buckets of self-judgment I carry inside, along with the years of conditioning I got about being unlovable, about not being enough, about being a bad daughter, about being responsible for my mother's emotionality and well-being. I will eliminate it now. You watch me go. Done. Is it done? Not really. It's still there. And I am, of course, being sarcastic. But the point is, it is not that simple to eliminate a conditioning that you received since childhood from your mother in a moment. If it was as simple as that, we'd done it, right? I wouldn't need to have a podcast on this. I would have done one episode saying, hey guys, eliminate the self-judgment and you'll be fine. And while you're at it, eliminate the guilt as well. And that would have been it. But it's not that simple. And if you're judging yourself for your decisions, for the possible inadequacy of your gift for Mother's Day, for your choice of going no contact and not celebrating Mother's Day at all, for the way others will judge you depending on the decision you will make this year about this one day, you're not alone, and this is not something you need to fix in yourself. What I want to speak to today is something that feels like medicine when self-judgment is there. And again, this is a process. This is not something that happens overnight. This is not about fixing the self-judgment in yourself. It's not about eliminating it with positive thinking and positive affirmation and rationalizing and overriding what you're actually feeling inside of yourself, because those feelings are real. Those emotions, those things that you're feeling are real, that you are feeling them. So they can't just be eliminated with a click of a finger. But the medicine is allowance. Allowance is the antidote to the self-judgment. Rather than focusing so much on eliminating guilt, anger, grief, and all the self-judgment behind every thought in your head regarding Mother's Day, and indeed any other day of the year, the invitation is to introduce allowance in your inner language. For example, the question, what should I get my mother? Change it in, I am allowed to get what I feel is appropriate, what I choose, and what I can afford. Should I send her a card and break the no contact? I am allowed to keep my boundaries and protect myself. Should I spend more than I can afford? I am allowed to prioritize my life and myself. I am allowed to feel all that I feel at this time, and I am allowed to take care of myself. I am allowed to never make contact again. I am allowed to feel like I wish things were different with my mother, and I'm also allowed to stand by the reality that they're not, and I need to keep myself safe, and I'm allowed to do that. I am allowed not to give a shit about Mother's Day. Yes, you are allowed. I am allowed to grieve the mother I never had, and I'm also allowed to celebrate mother's energy in myself, the one that's within me all the time. You are allowed to follow what feels best for yourself at this time, like at every other time. And that is the medicine. As I mentioned in previous episodes, you don't owe your mother anything. And I know that the answer that comes to that, when we say, I don't owe my mother anything, the first thing that we hear back is, but she gave birth to you. And you know that there might be where her maternal instinct actually stopped. You know that. So you're allowed to be free from all the obligations anyone tried to put on you. I know definitely for my mother, her maternal instinct stopped after the day of my birth, or very soon after that. I don't owe my mother anything. You don't owe your mother anything. A mother doesn't own her children. They're not hers to do what she pleases or to use them as emotional crutches. You don't owe your mother anything. Everything she did in her life was her choice as an adult while you were a child. If she treated you in a way that brought you to go no contact, well, that was her choice. If she can't appreciate a gift without criticizing it, or criticizing you, or without victimism and other unpleasant and hurtful reactions, that is her choice. So you can make yours. Make your own choice. You are allowed to. This choice may be keeping the no contact and let Mother's Day pass, doing something else entirely. This may be choosing to go to her because you are in regular contact, but maybe set boundaries for yourself, like how much time you will spend with her. Or your choice may be a message or a card, because this is all you feel is available for you and you want to do that, and that's allowed too. There's no right choice by the ultimate truth, no matter what the world is telling you. So all these shoulds that we're being constantly told about, you should behave this way, you should be grateful, you should forgive, you should be angry, you should. Those are a lot of opinions, but there isn't an ultimate truth that fits all. So you are allowed to choose what works best for you and go with that. And you're also allowed to take care of yourself, as deep emotions may be triggered by whatever choice you make. And you deserve to make sure you're okay. That's really important. So reach out for support. Contact someone who gets what you're experiencing without trying to bypass or override feelings that may be there for you. Give yourself some nourishment, whatever that is for you. If it's the company of a good friend, or time with your own family, or time by yourself with a good book or a movie, or book that holiday, but book it for yourself and you go and enjoy it. Do something that nourishes you. In the previous episode about 5 steps to deal with Mother's Day, I do speak about working with this day of the year, actually celebrating that mother energy that is in you, because we have it inside. No matter what we've been through, that is actually there. We have, and we can, with practices and with consciously working with it, we can reconnect with that energy that is inside. And also, there's mother energy around us. There are other ways mother energy comes to us. It can be in nature, like if you're sitting under a big tree, that's actually mother energy. If you're lying on soft grass in the sunshine, that's mother energy that nourishes you. If you're sitting by a river or by the ocean, that's mother energy. A kind person that maybe you don't even know, but that offers you a smile that is nice to you in a moment where they're not obliged to do that, but they're doing it anyways. That's mother energy. So you can find mother energy all around you. It does take a conscious choice to notice and to connect with it, but it's there. And we can celebrate that. It's not, mother energy is not trapped into one person that just gave birth to us. That doesn't encompass mother energy. Yes, of course, giving birth is an aspect of mother, but it's one aspect in a universe, in a cosmos of other aspects of it, and it can't be encapsulated in one person. So that's one way that you can go about it that's different, and do something for yourself. Allow yourself to do something for yourself and allow yourself the space to make your own choices, because you can. You are allowed to make your choices. So to recap this episode, shoulds are obligations that come from layers of self-judgment deep within you, that come from all the conditioning that you've received growing up, both from your mother and from all the other outer pressures of social culture, expectations, and all of that. In almost all cases, decisions born from the word should. So decisions born from obligations don't bring anything helpful for anyone. Not for you and not for the people that are around you. You are under no obligation to do anything for your mother on Mother's Day. You are under no obligation to feel in any particular way either. You're allowed to protect yourself and your heart. You're allowed to take care of yourself. And you're allowed to make the decisions that feel right by you and that are aligned with you. Call, not call, card, not card, visit, not visit. Give yourself time to feel into what is there. Give yourself permission to accept all of you, all parts feeling different things, and give yourself permission to decide what is best for you. You know, use the same process, pause, feel, respond. That's why I actually decided to do this episode a little bit earlier on. There's still a couple of weeks to Mother's Day. It's the 11th of May, I believe. So there's like almost a month. So give yourself that time to pause, feel into yourself, feel in what comes up, the emotions that are there, get the information from within you. And then from there, decide what is best for you, allowing yourself to do so, knowing that you are allowed to do so. You're allowed to make your own choices and decisions. You're so allowed to do that. And of course, boundaries are a big part of giving yourself permission. So allow yourself to set boundaries and to maintain them too. If you haven't yet, you can download the free boundary setting roadmap that is in the links in the description of this episode. And that's a tool for you to practice setting boundaries and go through the process not only of speaking your boundary and setting it, but how to maintain it successfully. So download that if you haven't yet. In general, I really want you to know that whatever you're going through around Mother's Day, you're not alone. Even though it seems like you're the only one with a bad relationship with your mother and the rest of the world has this dreamy, idealistic, amazing relationships with their mother, that is actually not very true. A lot of people, first of all, don't admit that they have difficult relationship with their mother. Probably for the same reasons you struggled to say it in the first place. I mean, it's not that easy. There's a lot of taboos about talking about relationship with our mothers, a lot of judgment, a lot of stuff. And then there are also a lot of people that are not aware that their relationship is not healthy with their mothers, and they think that that's just how mothers are. And then there's some that actually have nice relationship, but this kind of reduces the number of those quite a bit. So remember that a lot of people have a public image and they want to make you think that everything in their home and behind closed doors is all roses in the garden, when it's not. So despite all of these advertisement of amazing relationships, there are actually a lot of people that at this time of the year struggle quite a bit. So you're not alone in this, and you are allowed to make your own decisions, to decide what feels best to you. You're allowed to protect yourself, protect your heart. You are allowed to feel into what's available for you to do this year and do that. And if that means have no contact, if that means let the day pass without even notice, if that means only send a message because that's all that it's available for you, if that means that you're available for a visit, that's your choice. And whatever your choice is, you are allowed to do that. And that's, I believe, it for today. If you have any questions or if you want to share your experience on this, you can, of course, email at mathilde@womenreclaimingyourfullness.me, or you also can leave a comment on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast and share your experience. And yeah, with that, I'm going to wish you a wonderful week. Send you lots of love. And I also want to remind you that the doors to the community, Reclaim Your Fullness community, are actually opening again at the beginning of May. So very soon. And if you're interested in joining the community, which is an amazing safe space with a lot of wonderful women that are on that same path that you are reclaiming their life and reclaiming themselves and healing their mother wounds, you can sign up to the waiting list. The link is in the description of this episode. Okay, with that said, bye for now.